Okay, via VHS, because I know they get mad if you say VHS.
Via VHS.
They ask,
bring it.
Which medium is currently better in terms of overall quality, movies or TV?
I don't think Justin or I watch enough TV to really... I mean, if this was like 5-6 years ago, and we were like coming down to like, you know, the heyday of Breaking Bad, Justin loved Mad Men, like a lot of that stuff, I probably would have said TV back then. Now, I don't watch enough TV to really...
Well, you watch more than I do, so you'd even have a better perspective
I'd
than
still
I.
But, say, I'd still say movies, though.
Because like, I loved Hannibal. I love Stranger Things. I love Ash vs. Evil. There's a lot of great shows that I do watch, that I do love. But as far as for me, like the cinematic presentation, going to the theater and sitting down, like it's still all about that for me. So movies still have it for me. But I mean, television does have the advantage in the fact that they have more time to tell a story and to develop characters. And you'll never be able to get that in film. But
I
if you're
the line's
a great
lot more
filmmaker
nowadays. Between television, way more than it ever used to be, like when we were kids and stuff like that. Like it was like,
oh yeah, well,
the mediums were completely different. Like now, even in terms of television shows, you get these grand, like sweeping epics that are just like these huge productions, like Game of Thrones and everything. I don't watch it, but I know a lot of people do. And you know, you get like these intense, like things like Breaking Bad, which I mean, bar none, like you compare that to any character work done in film or television, it's going to rank up there among the best. So, I mean,
oh,
the
yeah,
lines
definitely.
Are really blurred nowadays.
And like I said, it has the advantage. It's tough to compare the two in all honesty, because like I said, in a television series, if you're greenlit for a whole first season, for example, you've got, you know, 10 episodes to develop your characters and invest your audience in those characters. Whereas a film, at the most, you've got 2.5 hours, and that's the longest you're going to get for a movie. If it's an original new movie, and you have to be good enough as a director and a writer to be able to, an actor, to cram in that development and connect those audience members into those characters. So, I mean, I still stay with film. We're the epic film guys, and I'm sticking with it.
All right. Patrick Sherwood, well, this isn't a question, but he did say, all hail the Hopester.
God damn it.
You can have him, man. You take him right along. And let him live with you.
Keep him.
Forever.
Don't let him come
forever.
Back. We don't
ever,
want
ever, 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 ever. Keep him with you, please.
You have 4 more questions, if that makes you feel any better. This one is...
No. I love this. No, I'm not. This is not a chore. I'm not angry about this. I love this.
This one is also from Patrick Sherwood. Will we ever have another B-sides to feast our ears upon?
Oh, shut up. Yes, I hope so. Definitely would love to do another one. Like I said the other day on our Facebook page, you'd think that Loy Sauce has all the time in the world, but I feel like I have more time, and I have a wife and a kid and a job, and I go to movies and everything else, and he's just constantly working. When he's here hanging out at my place, he's working. He's on his computer programming stuff, getting in contact with people. So it's a busy thing to do to be
check,
a creative manager.
Check, sound check.
And also podcasts. But late nights are tough for him. We had some stuff planned for this month. And since Nick did have some more important ventures to go off and run to, we did do our top 10 Arnold films, which is like a precursor to us saying, hey, you know, maybe we're going to have some fun together and do some more B-sides. They have a lot of ideas on films we'd love to talk about, and we'll see what happens in the near future.
We better hear
one. I'll leave it at that.
I played the B-sides promo in the last week's episode with the Master Debaters. I was like, what promo can I put in here? I haven't played the B-sides one in a long time.
We've got a couple up our sleeve. I'll tell you this much. I haven't talked to Caleb in a while, but it is an anniversary for a special little film he wants to talk about in a little bit. I think it's actually in May, and that we are scheduled to do. So there's at least one that's cemented.
So the question for me, what's the best food and drink combination to complement listening to the Epic Film Guys?
Well, it's gotta be beer. Like drink wise, it's gotta be beer, right? There's no question about beer. Food. Well, Loy Sauce would say popcorn, clearly.
Double cheese and Mr. Boston. Seriously,
done.
I mean,
done.
There you
That's
go.
It.
You're
That's
done
it.
With.
You can't,
because it's going to take that level of the food's going to sit like a rock in your stomach, but then that shit booze is going to get you at least through the episode. By the end of it, you'll think it was good, and you won't realize it wasn't as good as the booze is telling you it was.
Man, are we like a shitty one-night stand? Is that what we are now?
Kind of. But hey, damn. If you drink the Mr. Boston every week, if it's that one guilty pleasure a night type thing where you drink the Mr. Boston, you eat the double cheese, you're maybe even a Big Mac, large fry, you're even getting some chicken nuggets, you know, you're like, dude, this sounds great. This is fantastic. I'm having a ball. It'll hurt in the morning. It will hurt. You'll be hungover from it, but...
It's a podcast. You can just take your podcatcher, your phone, whatever you listen on, right into the toilet with you while you're shitting your brains out. Just keep right on listening.
Exactly. Exactly. You may immediately regret it, but you know what? You'll come back to it the next week just like that bottle of booze you do every week.
We love cock. Who said that? God damn it.
Two more questions. They are both from Patrick Sherwood. Is Justin William Esquivel going to cut his hair into a legit 80s style mullet?
He's working on it.
Yes. Yes. I have not cut my hair in over a year. And when I do cut it, I promise that before I actually style it into that suave, debonair look that I had for so many years that I just basically gave up on because I'm lazy, I will do like straight up mullet for at least a couple of days. I am planning something very special. I'm going to see one of my favorite synthwave bands in Brooklyn next month, and I'm going to dress as Sonny Crockett from Miami Vice, and you'll get to see some 80s hair then. And an 80s outfit. But
hang him! Kill him! Hang him! Hit him!
When I chop it off, though, you'll get to see a true mullet. Who knows? I may keep growing it for another couple years. I don't know. I'm just feeling it.
This is the last question of the night. Ooh. When is Burger's Dumpster going to become a chain of burger and booze restaurants?
Man.
That's interesting. Think about it. Not just like the beer and burger bars that are down here, Nick. Not like the classy, nice places, but like the place you go to where it's basically the equivalent of a double cheese and a Big Mac, and they're only serving you shit liquor. So as soon as you walk in, you know, it's like a $5 cover charge. $5 cover charge you get, and you get like, you know, a good stiff fucking drink and a shit double cheese. I feel like that would work, go over well in Binghamton, at least it would.
It would be a hit around here. Everybody'd love that around here.
Seriously, because they get the bang for their fucking buck.
What's
man.
Your most expensive shot? $3. Done.
No, I mean, you could totally upsell all of that stuff. Bring it to Brooklyn, the Hopester's Dumpster. Everyone would be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, in the city, it'd be like a whole... Like,
I mean, let's face
guy.
It, the Hopester, I mean, when you look at him upon first glance, I mean, he's somewhat stylish. He is half hipster. He doesn't really know it, though, because when you dress like that in Brooklyn, dude.
Like a dumpster that's overturned, and then like the lid opens when the place opens, and you're just going to roll it up toward the ceiling, and then you got to walk through all these piles of simulated trash to get onto the inside of it. Be great. Dude,
all the seats in there, which we should make it allowed that you can have sex on, like those, you know, bed bars where you lay on the beds. You can have sex on them, but they're really dirty. Like we actually pour, like we tell all the local other bars and restaurants that they don't need to actually send their trash to the trash man. We'll just pour all over the beds and that's where it'll land. And then you can have sex in there and you have to actually spend money to do that. Wow. That's a great idea, dude. And the hipsters will be all about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have sex on a bed of trash tonight and drink a $12 shot of Mr. Boston. They'll love it. It'll be fantastic.
We Mr. Boston, but we'll rim it with garbage water, so it'll be fancy.
The best thing is they'll do that so that the credit card bill that their parents will get, because their parents pay their credit cards, it will say the Hopester's Dumpster, and they'll be like, Mom, but they only serve organic vegan burgers on actual trash wrappers. It's a recycling thing. You don't understand.
It's vegan not, and though. Organic, but it's all whatever they can pick out of the trash. So you
it's,
just get
it's
like
an
a
organic
recycled
fucking
burger.
Rat. They just went out and killed the rat out back and fried it alive. That's what you're eating. Not that I condone that because I love my rats. I adore them. But still, I mean, if it's making money for the restaurant, yeah. Fine. You know what, Nick? I have made my decision.
on this show this evening. I am done with the podcast. I'm done with it. I am finding my way being a restaurant owner in Brooklyn. I'm going to open it up. Hoopster's Dumpster. Yeah. I just need, you know, maybe a couple million to do it. And then once I get there, be banking. Well, see all those hipsters showing up, man. They want the rat burger. They want a $10 shot of Mr. Boston.
Be nightly performances from the Hoopster.
They'll pay it.
Nightly
whenever
performances.
I go to Brooklyn, dude.
Twice a night.
They're like, oh, $20 for a Jameson and Coke? That's not expensive enough. I'll pay 30. I'll pay 40 for this.
You can even tell them they're free-range rats because you caught them outside.
We're gonna get the Hoopster to do, you know, performances twice every night, once at like midnight and then once at like 2 a.m. where he's just gonna stumble out drunk.
Fact,
warning in the audience,
he's gonna bother
piss on an audience member.
If you get pissed on, your second burger is free.
And have someone harass you for free drinks from their own establishment all night long. Hey, I work here and I own the place, but can I get a drink? Can you buy me a drink?
Good idea, Patrick.
That's just his way of getting free booze all the time. That's all it is.
Seriously,
I have a feeling
jumped on the other side of the
question.
Bar. Wait, weren't you just bartending? Yeah, sure, but I really want a drink, so can you buy me one so I can jump back on the other side and make it for myself? Thanks, man.
I feel like we need to hear the Hoopster say these lines, though.
That's right. Man, where the hell is he?
Thank God.
Justin,
it's very
him.
Warm here in Northern Virginia right now. It's actually 60 out right now here, believe it or not. He's out and about. He's hanging out
at the McAllister house. What are you talking about?
He probably is.
He and Loisos are best friends. They go to McDonald's together and everything all the time.
Didn't I see you guys at his bar? Didn't you guys go there a few nights ago?
They were at the Ned Devine's bar.
Which was very random, mind you. It was already very late in the evening. And Loisos had said, I'm on my way over, we'll have a beer. And I said, no, we have to go to Ned Devine's and see if the Hoopster's there. Maybe he's getting into trouble and we can finally put him out of his misery. No, we did not see him, but I feel like his presence was there because there were plenty of drunk fucks there. So he was probably there before we got there. I don't know. I'm glad that he's gone for now. I want him to live with Nick, though. Actually,
like
Emily,
a festering case of herpes,
you.
He'll be back.
I feel like he'd love to cut a little man in a dumpster. He might even want to eat little man as a dinner.
Oh my God, he would. No.
Not little man.
But you know, it's better than what the lisp would do with little man, because little man has a tail and it's long, so I'm pretty sure he'd do something slightly different with little man than the Hoopster would do.
The lisp always talked about little man. The lisp loved that.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Him.
Oh, you know, maybe
the only pussy he loved.
Maybe it'd be nice if he came back in the post-Trump, you know, world. Maybe it'd be nice if the Hoopster and the Lisp just did the show on their own. I don't even know. No movie talk. Just well, except for, of course, we know the Lisp loved his John Hughes movies and he loved his 80s movies. And he just wanted to spend time at Emily's watching those movies.
Yeah.
Maybe that could be the show. Like, what
many deep cuts. I hope people go back and listen to past episodes if they're new, because
where we did, how long did that run for? What, like 2 months? Where in the world is the Lisp? God, that was great.
Yeah. Well, that was when I was trying to fill time when James was.
That was what happened between the Classy Little Podcast and the Story Behind. So if you're somebody who listens to the Story Behind and you want to know where Emily was before that. She had a podcast called The Classy Little Podcast that James ruined because he's a piece of shit. And then I begged her, pleaded, please come back and do something on the microphone. So she concocted this whole game to try to determine what had happened to the Lisp, because at that point he was gone from the airwaves for months. Nobody had heard from him. Nobody had seen him. All of his gay bar friends had, you know, none of them had seen him. Hadn't sucked him off in a bathroom lately.
I miss him. I miss him a little bit.
An awesome giveaway. Aren't you guys doing a similar giveaway with an even bigger prize pack?
An even bigger one. Yeah, the biggest EFG swag bag.
It's so big that we're giving away Loisos.
We are so big that we're giving away Loisos.
Here you go. Here he is. You can have him for a weekend.
I'm excited for Loisos.
Everybody, we're just going to start sending Loisos to random fans' houses just so they can play with him for a while, and then they just send him back. I don't know how he feels about any of this, but he's going
to
do it.
I don't know. He needs to come with an instruction manual, though, because he could be kind of, you know, he could be cranky. You never know. You never know.
Is he kind of like a gremlin where, like, you really shouldn't feed him after midnight?
No, he ate after midnight last time. He was fine.
That's good.
Okay. I just feel like you got to watch what you give him, though. not the fact that you can't feed him or give him drink after midnight, but just watch what you're going to feed him or drink.
Because give him the wrong thing, and you never know what kind of loy sauce you're going to get.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if you guys want to talk about your giveaway at all. I felt like that would lead you into that.
Yeah. 100. Once we get 100 iTunes reviews in the U.S., 100, we're going to give away the biggest EFG swag bag ever. So at the rate we're getting reviews, at the rate we're getting them, we're going to be giving that away in about 2023.
Check out more shows like it at oddfixnetwork.com.